Pluriversi Radio, podcasting dall'Università di Bergamo. Marco Lazzari, Scuola Interuniversitaria Lombarda di Specializzazione per l'Insegnamento Secondario, corso di Tecnologia dell'Educazione. Siamo nell'ottobre del 2008, ma riproponiamo una registrazione che avevamo fatto verso la fine del 2007 con due corsiste del corso di Tecnologia dell'Educazione, Daniela Rossi ed Elena Zanetti, che hanno preparato per noi una registrazione nella quale lo scenario è un esame di maturità di una classe quinta del liceo linguistico. Si parla dell'età vittoriana e della vita e dell'opera di Oscar Wilde. Enjoy the listening.
La registrazione propone un'interrogazione simulata tra docente e studente circa un importante periodo della storia britannica, The Victorian Age. Ad essa si aggiunge il riferimento alla vita e ad un'opera di Oscar Wilde, autore vittoriano la cui genialità ed irriverenza sono giunti fino a noi. Il lavoro è pensato come simulazione del colloquio dell'esame di maturità per una classe quinta di un liceo linguistico. Buon ascolto.
Good morning, everybody. Let's start by revising what we did last week, the Victorian Age. I will start by questioning one of you. Daniela, would you like to start introducing the period?
Yes, sure. The Victorian era was a period of dramatic change that brought England to the highest point of development as a world power. London grew from a population of 2 million to one of 6 million. This showed the dramatic passage from a way of life based on agriculture to a urban economy. England became a rich country, but rapid and unregulated industrialization brought a lot of social and economical problems.
Very well. Then, what happened in the early Victorian era?
Well, the early Victorian period saw the opening of Britain's first railway and also its first reform parliament. But it was also a time of economical crisis. The Reform Bill of 1832 extended voting privileges to men of lower middle classes and redistributing parliamentary representation more fairly. But the economic and social difficulties made the years 30s and 40s, a time of troubles.
Fine. Then, isn't it true that the mid-Victorian period was a moment of peace?
Yes, it's true. Even if the mid-Victorian period from 1848 to 1870 was not free of big problems, it was a time of prosperity, optimism and stability. The achievements of modern industry and science were celebrated at the Great Exhibition in Hyde Park in 1851. Many English people saw the expansion of empire as a moral responsibility, and missionary societies flourished. At the same time, however, there was a debate about religion. The Church of England had evolved into three divisions with conflicting beliefs about religious practice. There were also rationalist challenges in religion, in philosophy and science, especially biology and geology.
Very well, Daniela. Then, the role of women was a controversial matter at those times. What can you tell me about that?
Yes, it was a very controversial matter. The extreme inequities between men and women stimulated a debate about women's roles known as the woman question. Women couldn't vote or hold political office, but gradually won significant rights such as the custody of children and the ownership of property in marriage. By the end of Victoria's reign, women could take degrees at universities. Many working class women started working in factories under terrible conditions, and many were driven into prostitution.
Very good. Now, let's talk about cultural aspects. Did literacy increase in those times?
Yes, it did. Literacy increased a lot in the period, and publishers could bring out more material more cheaply than ever before. The most significant development in publishing was the growth of the periodical. Novels and works of non-fiction were published in serial form. The Victorians also developed a poetry of mood and character. Victorian poetry tends to be pictorial and often uses sound to convey meaning. The theatre, a flourishing and popular institution, was transformed at the end of the Victorian period by the comic masterpieces of George Bernard Shaw and Oscar Wilde. Very different from each other, both talked about the ridiculous aspects of Victorian society.
Very well, Daniela. Now, let's talk about Oscar Wilde.
Yes.
He's been a very controversial author, but he also had a great personality. What can you tell me about him?
Oscar Wilde was born in Dublin in 1856. His mother was a poet and a journalist, while his father was an antiquarian, a writer, and a doctor. Wilde studied at Portora Royal School and also at Trinity College in Dublin. Already at the age of 13, Wilde tastes in clothes were dandies. It has been said that his mother insisted on dressing Oscar in girl's clothes because she wanted a girl, and Oscar liked wearing his sister's clothes. While studying in Oxford, Wilde shocked the Peace sisters with his irreverent attitude towards religion and was pointed out for his eccentric clothes. In 1878, Wilde moved to London. His lifestyle and humorous wit made him soon the spokesman for aestheticism, the late 19th century movement in England that proclaimed art for art's sake. He worked as art reviewer and also as a lecturer. Finally, in 1884, Wilde married Constance Lloyd, and in 1887, he started writing his first literary works. In 1890, came out his most important novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. But his marriage ended in 1893 because Wilde had met few years before Lord Alfred Douglas, a poet who became both his lover but also his downfall.
Oh yes, that's true. In one of his most famous books, The Picture of Dorian Gray, Wilde portrays his own downfall. Can you tell me what the story is about?
Yes, The Picture of Dorian Gray is a wonderful novel and very fascinating even nowadays. It became a real book in 1891. The book has some parallels with Wilde's personal life. In the story, Dorian, a Victorian gentleman, sells his soul to keep his youth and beauty. Dorian starts his terrible arts, ruins lives, causes a young woman's suicide, and murders Basil, his painter, his conscience. However, even if Dorian maintains his youth, his painting ages and catalogues every evil deed, showing his monstrous image, a sign of his moral leprosy. When Dorian destroys the painting, his face turns into a human replica of the portrait and he dies. Ugliness is the only reality, says, in the end, Oscar Wilde.
Very well, Daniela. A very brilliant performance.
Thank you very much, teacher. And see you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Daniela.